Phoenix Audio presents The Governor by Rod Blagojevich. To Patty, Amy, and Annie, you have my everlasting love. To our friends who stood by us, and to all the people who sent us letters of support and kept us in their prayers, you have our never-ending gratitude. Chapter 1. The eyes of the world were on Washington, D.C. on January 20th, 2009. On a cold and sunny day, and under a bright blue sky, a sky many hoped signified that change had arrived and brighter days were ahead, Barack Obama was sworn in as the 44th President of the United States. A generation after Dr. Martin Luther King's historic "I Have a Dream" speech, and nearly 200 years after the birth of Abraham Lincoln, our nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, was about to see the first African-American president in our nation's history sworn into office. What a day. The kind of day you want your kids to see. The kind of day, if you were there, you would one day tell your grandchildren about. Everyone was there, from political leaders to Hollywood stars, from labor leaders to corporate CEOs. Aretha Franklin was there. She sang "My Country, 'Tis of Thee." Oprah was there, and so were millions of ordinary citizens from all over America making the trip to witness history and see President-elect Barack Obama. I first met Barack Obama about 14 years ago. A mutual friend took me to the law firm he worked in. He was a young lawyer, a state senator, and a guy many saw as a rising star. I was a young lawyer, a state representative preparing to run for Congress, and also a guy many saw as a rising star. In fact,